All in preparation for the challenges that lie ahead. This is a show that feeds the mind with inspiration and truth on the issues of the day. If it's important to your life, you'll find it here. Hosted by Malcolm Out Loud.
Well, how well do you know your own mind and body? You think you know it well? How many times have you heard that phrase? I know this like the back of my hand. I hear that all the time, actually, from people. It suggests that you know the back of your hand real well, and you know your body real well. Well, think you know yourself? Think again. It's Malcolm Out Loud here. This is Real Life on the Brink today, and 10 odd things you probably didn't know about your mind and body. We got joining on the show with us today, Angie Fox. She's the host of the Foxy Forum TV. It's a lifestyle talk show. And Angie, I've known this lady for many years. Great gal. I reference her as like a Renaissance lady. I call this the Friday show. No matter when you're listening to it, it's a good Friday mindset. It's an attitude. Have fun. Learn something. So we're going to learn about our mind and body today. There are 10 odd things that we've looked at with all the survey and that we probably don't know about our minds and body. And we'll touch on these today and give you the top 10 list on that. But also, happiness. Well, you know, I find that happiness is a habit. Some of us are born with it, we're lucky, and others have to choose it. All comes back to attitude, friends. Well, Dr. Amit Sood, research from the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, has shown that our minds are hardwired to focus on negative experiences. Do you find that a lot in the media today and in your life sometimes and people you know, even sometimes your siblings or your friends? They seem to focus more on the negative experiences. This might explain a lot why the news is something that people, you know, why it's so negative driven and why people seem to eat it up. There's never any positive out there. Hell, I cover more positive on my show than anybody does. And, you know, you can take real life and still make it happy, make it good. Because life should be happy. Life should be enjoyed. We should look at the positive things. Well, there are a myriad of instances that confirm the data. I'll tell you right now, starting with the 24/7 news cycle. Doesn't matter, friends, whether it's a national event or whenever a scandal occurs, you can count on the media to play it over and over and over again ad nauseum. I get so tired of hearing it. At some point, I got to get up and shut it all down and turn it off and go do something else, you know? In fact, the more scandalous it is, the more play it gets. Well, you know, listen, bad news and gossip, they catch on like a raging wildfire. So happiness is a choice. Ever notice that a well-known, respected personality, when they have a run of bad luck, the media will turn on them in an instant. It doesn't matter. It can be the littlest of things. It really doesn't matter what it is. It only matters that it's bad news. Well, often these are the same people we've built up through the years. We build them up and we tear them down. We like to make them look like asses. You know, people are attracted to brutal and violent movies and television shows, for instance. Reality shows that focus on defeat. It's a culture of violent video games and feeding young minds. And all of these sources feed a very negative mindset. A lot of this stuff today, friends, is just not healthy for you. Look at your mind as a temple. It's like your body, which is also a temple, but your mind is a big temple. And the more stuff, it's who you're, it's like negative energy. I don't like to be around negative people. I want to be around positive people. I want to be around people who love life, who want to do something. Let's do something while we're here. Let's make it great, folks. Let's make this the best life we can make. Come on. You know, I don't like the negative mindset. So you got to separate yourself from that. But all these things, our young minds are being, you know, wrapped around all this negativity. It's not a good thing. In fact, 40 to 50% of your happiness depends on the choices you make and where you place your focus every single day. You can choose to live focusing on what is right and beautiful in your life. And Dr. Sood agrees with that. Scientists have created a four-step program. It's a 10-week program, actually, but four steps. It's interesting. So Dr. Sood led this research for the Mayo Clinic, and they talk about all the different exercises we can do. So you got to, and the four steps to happiness I'm going to give you right now. Train your attention. That's the first one. He recommends that we do this by waking up with gratitude, being in nature, resisting judgment, and expressing kindness. Man, I agree with all of those things. How many times do I tell you? You have to wake up with some sort of gratitude. No matter what is going on in my life, I wake up in the morning and I try to have gratitude in the moment. You know, a lot of this I learned from 96-year-old Tao, which I tell you about on this show all the time. She's the oldest yoga teacher. And she gets up every morning and says, today is going to be the best day of my life. I've been doing that. And I tell myself that even if I don't know that it's going to be, I tell my mind today's going to be a great day. So you have to train your attention, Dr. Sood says. This is the research now on the four steps to happiness. You wake up with gratitude. You resist judging other people. You express kindness. These are basic fundamentals we should all live by, friends. The second one on the list, get emotionally tough. When things go wrong, Dr. Sood advises, try to focus on what went right within what went wrong. That is so important, to get emotionally tough. So there's always got to be a silver lining to things, friends. Whatever it is, you've got to find the positive in it. It's the only way we can do this thing right, I'm telling you. The third thing, connect your mind and body. Activities to do this could include reading, exercise, music, art, prayer, meditation, yoga, deep breathing, and sex. Connect your mind and body. So important. I know a lot of people who are not in the moment. Believe me, I'm in the moment right now with you as I'm doing this show with you. I'm in the moment. I love this. I love to do the show, and I'm in the moment. I'm here with you. Fourth thing on the list, and these are, again, the four steps to happiness. Picking healthy habits, all right? They advise us that doing this by simplifying our life, exercising, picking our battles and lightening up a little bit, pick healthy habits. So pick your battles wisely. So basically, you know, we've just got to not judge. We've got to be more. Happiness starts with gratitude. That's Malcolm talking now. You know, it can be challenging sometimes to feel gratitude, friends, when it feels like the sky is falling. But I want to tell you right now, step back from the situation and recognize that you can't control everything and everyone around you. And that's hard for me because I'm a control freak, friends. But you can only control you. God, I know that's so true. That's why that's what I'm out. I'm out to control Malcolm. Now, I'm hoping to give you some information to better your life, but at the end of the day, you can only control you. You can't control the rest of it. Happiness comes from within. It comes from the choices you make. Only you can be responsible for your life. Well, this is Real Life on the Brink, and we're going to talk a lot more real life just ahead with Angie Fox. I am so looking forward to this production today. 10 odd things you probably didn't know about your mind and body. Stay tuned. Buckle your seatbelt. We'll be right back. Well, I promised you a Friday show, and this is, you got to listen to the show on a Friday. That is the best time to listen to this because you're going to learn a lot about yourself. 10 odd things you probably didn't know about your mind and body. You know, I never quite thought about it that way, but welcome back, folks. This is Real Life on the Brink. It's Malcolm Out Loud back with you, and I promised you that up front in the show, and here we are. I'm looking forward to this because I want to learn something about, well, my mind and my body, and I think you probably do as well. Let's get into it. I want to introduce you right now to somebody I was telling you, a special guest. Now, I've known this lady. Let me give you full disclosure right now up front, folks. I've known this lady for many years, Angie Fox, and it's spelled with a Y, A-N-G-Y-E, and she's the host of the Foxy Forum TV. It's a lifestyle talk show. And you catch her on YouTube, Foxy Forum. It's with three X's now in Foxy. So it's Foxy, something like that. Angie, how you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Well, Malcolm, thank you for having me on your show.
I'm excited to have you here on this Friday show. I needed to create some levity in my life, Angie. And I need a good Friday production. And that's why I said, let's get you on. Now, let me tell folks. Angie is, I don't know, what I would call Angie is a Renaissance woman. How's that? I mean, she's into everything. I mean,
I love it.
Yeah, all kinds of things going on. And she's been a great radio host over the years, and she's got this great lifestyle talk show going on. So, you know, and she understands lifestyle, what it is. So let's find out. And we've got a list here of things. So I'm sure you've all heard the phrase out there, I know this like the back of my hand. We all use that phrase. I know this like the back of my hand. It means that, well, you know, just like your body, like you think you know your body, you know the subject matter. That's what it suggests, as well as you know your own body. Think you know yourself? I think this list will get you to think again about things. And that's what we're going to do right here. So let's take a look at this and jump into this mind and body stuff, Angie. And so we're going to do a countdown. We're going to go from 10 to 1.
Okay.
And the first one on this list is your body probably isn't the shape you think it is.
Oh, that's interesting.
It is. Was to me. So humans come in all a fascinating of ranges of shapes and sizes. What they're saying is, you know, you might be shaped like a beach ball, a pier, a masculine V, an hourglass, or whatever. And it is kind of interesting here, but we all are shapes and sizes. They even mention in here, Angie, the curvy figure of a Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And that was a curvy figure, if I remember that right. So with your teenage fantasies, they say. But so what is it about our bodies? They all are different shapes and sizes. And I guess that's probably important to all of us, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. You know, they were talking about, I think females have a certain self body image that they don't, you know, they're not either happy with the size of their breasts or their butt is too big or too small or whatever. So we get this image. And a lot of it comes from the media as well.
Well, we don't accept ourselves sort of as what we are. I mean, I don't know a lot of people who do that. I think probably we're all a little, don't we all want to improve something in our lives with our bodies I'm talking about now?
Oh, absolutely. I think it even starts with a smile. Some people want to improve their teeth.
Yeah, well, some people just need to smile, period, and that would help them a great deal, too.
That's true.
One thing I noticed about this first one that kind of irritates me a little bit, before we get to the next one, number nine, which is the men are going to really be fascinated with this next one, but before we do that, the thing I find most fascinating about number 10 is that when they get into it from this piece we're reading, all these articles and surveys that have taken with all these 10, what I notice, Angie, is it's all about the female body, if you notice this. When, you know, you talk about the shape of the body, and then they really reference more female here in this than anything else, don't they?
They really do. I think the female body is idolized, you know, a bit more. It's also, we have more options. You know, you can have somebody who's a pear shape with a big butt and small bust. You can have spoons, which is what I am, Malcolm. I'm a big boobs, but, you know, small little butt. I'm like, I think God had a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And then, you know, rectangulars, which are smaller bust, waist, and shoulder. I mean, so the different sizes of, you know, women. And also, what I find really interesting is even like my 77-year-old mother, when she's talking about a female she sees on some of the local, like the campaigns that are going on, she's talking about her clothes or what they're wearing. But when they're talking about the guys, it's not even noticed.
To me, it's just a double standard, this whole thing. I don't know. It just kind of irritates me a little bit. One thing about you, I want to tell the audience right now that is, I think, really kind of cool about you and so, so different, is that Angie really, really does. She actually paints with her breast. Right, Angie?
That's correct. I call it canvas cleavage.
Canvas. Oh, I like that. Canvas cleavage. I didn't know that. And you do that to raise awareness of breast cancer and things like that, right?
Exactly. I have been painting with my Tatas for since 2007. And the paintings that I create and I donate to different events to raise money for breast cancer awareness.
One of the things I like about you so much over the years is you're not afraid to go there and have a conversation about anything. But at the end of the day, believe it or not, people sit and they listen to this. You're a God-loving woman. You're a Christian lady. You do all kinds of things. You're not afraid to talk about the body. You actually paint, like I said, you paint with your breasts and you donate that all to help women and breast cancer, things like that. You care about people. And so to me, you're about as real as they get, Angie Fox.
Well, you know, I'm real and I'm real comfortable in my own skin.
And that's so important for everybody. How many times do I tell you folks out there, we all have to be comfortable who they are. So I always learn from you, though, Angie, when it comes to that sort of thing. So anyways, that's a cool opener on the list. Number 10, your body probably isn't the shape you think it is.
Right.
I guess it depends what kind of a mirror you're looking through, folks, and what kind of eyes you're looking through as well. I'm always trying to improve myself, but I can't say I'm totally happy and comfortable with body shape and all. I think as a man, we look at ourselves and we always want to be, you know, the best built or the best this, right?
Absolutely. I think guys are really hard on themselves as it relates to that.
I am. I'm a metrosexual. I'll admit that, but I like it all, and I want to look the best. I want to be the best, Angie. So, anyways, let's look at this. Is a hell of a segue into number 9 on this list. Brace yourself, guys out there, and women as well. Your penis is probably bigger than you think it is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You say size matters, right?
Well, that's what this says, girl. But there's some things in here I would now. I'm going to need you to help me with this one because, obviously, this is a... And I'll help you. How's that?
Absolutely.
All right, so let me... Here's what... I didn't know a lot of this in this article. I want to talk about this because it says here, first of all, if you're male, and I happen to be, and many of you out there listening are as well, you probably spend an inordinate amount of your teenage years thinking about your junk, or not even your teenage years, but a good part of your life.
Sure.
Questions about size and shape are so common among guys that penis anxiety is actually a recognized medical term. Okay?
I didn't know that.
They say, did you know that?
No, I did not.
I didn't either. But I could see some people would get pretty messed up with that. So they say stop worrying. Now, here's what I really, I would not have guessed these next facts. I would not have known this. I don't know if you, but you tell me after I tell you if you knew this, Angie. They found that having, again, a wang, a mere 5 inches long would make you bigger than 50% of the men in the world.
Really?
I mean,
unbelievable.
Come on. And it turns out that most guys have similar sized junk, they say. About 94% of the population measure 3.6 inches to 6.5 inches when erect. Now, Angie, talk to me, please. I haven't seen other men's stuff, so I don't have a clue. Is this real? Is this true?
Well, I think, I would probably have a tendency to agree with that, that there's a lot of men that are within that range. I think the most important thing is just like where a woman is self-conscious about her body, a man is self-conscious about his size. And a lot of women will tell you that a man who is bigger isn't necessarily always comfortable as a lover, or it can be very intimidating. It can also be very difficult to perform oral. So I think from that standpoint, men should just be happy with what they have, and it's how they use it. And it's how they pay attention and love the partner that they're with it. So that's what I think is most important. But as far as the size, I think they make a bigger deal out of it than it should be.
You know, you just speak so intelligently about this. I mean, you just gave a rational answer to this thing. You know that?
I think I do. Well, I have some experience in that department.
Well, but you gave a rational answer. You know, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, I mean, that is the best answer you could probably give. Now, I wonder, I think, and I don't know, I mean, don't some men try to change the size of that? Aren't there things out there where they can do that, or are there not?
You can. There are pumps that you can use. There are things also, you know, even just with erectile dysfunction, mm-hmm. you can take medication for that if it's just a matter of making sure that you can have an erection. So I think all those things are important factors for men. But also, I believe it's how they feel they are as a lover. I think this article goes to the fact that your penis is probably bigger than you think it is. In other words, you actually have something you can work with, and it's more your mind is the one that's tearing down what you think you can do. So, yeah. You know, be proud of what you have. And also I think, you know, manscaping, I use that term where, you know, you're cleaning that area up, you know, make it desirable for your lover. Also just keeping your body in shape is going to go a long way. You know, it makes, if you're thin and fit, or at least fit, it's going to make your penis look bigger as well.
All right. So that, I mean, that is solid advice for everybody to take with them. No question about it. And all right. This list we're talking about right now, okay, this is 10 odd things you probably didn't know about your mind and body. And these are all not body parts we're going to talk about. This is not an X-rated production. I promise you. There are a lot of mind things in here we're going to talk about ahead. The list is very, very interesting to me. It gets into a lot of different things. So not just our body, but other parts. We're going to continue on in just a moment here with Angie Fox. We'll be right back with you and on this special Friday show. Well, we're joining you back here, and this is a Friday production. 10 odd things you probably didn't know about your mind and body. You know, it's Malcolm all out here. You know, I say obviously a Friday production. Hey, yeah, sure, after this is podcasted, you'll listen to it all kinds of days, but I kind of equate this kind of a show to sometimes you just need a little levity in your life, and that's what today is for me. I want to talk about all those interesting things that we probably don't realize about our minds and body. Listen, folks, you can find us back at brinkofgreatness.com. If you look up for great stories and the best things of life, look there. It's all over there. And also Out Loud America. Outloudamerica.com is a place where people are coming for their news and comments and all kinds of great things happening on our portals there. So hope you check those out. You know, our show now is being podcast. It's out on iTunes and Stitcher. So I want to sort of give you an incentive to go and subscribe. I need you to subscribe to the iTunes or Stitcher. I don't know if you use Stitcher or not. But subscribe to it, and then you'll get the flow of shows. If you happen to miss one, you'll be able to catch it right there. And, you know, it's what we do after they run nationally on radio. We podcast them, and we pick up a lot of audience there. So I love that. Love what podcasting is doing out there across the country. So join us there. And again, on our Twitter feed is another great place to find us. So 10 odd things you probably didn't know about your mind and body. And number 10 on that list was your body probably isn't the shape you think it is. Number 9 was, your penis is probably bigger than you think it is. And this is for the men out there, obviously, and I'm sure women have a lot to say about that. We're going to continue this list forward to the number 1, and we're here with Angie Fox. Again, Angie's the host of Foxy Forum TV. It's a lifestyle talk show, and Angie's the Renaissance woman. I mean, she just does it all, knows it all. And if you heard the first segment, you'll see how she puts some of those, I don't know, edgier things that some people are uncomfortable talking about into like a perfect context that not everybody could do. So number 8 on the list, Angie, your man boobs are basically just boobs. And it goes on to say that obviously these are found on overweight men mostly.
Right.
That they're flabby, mockery of good old-fashioned lady breasts, they're saying. And although they say sometimes it's a condition and they actually can be on skinny men as well, which I haven't really seen, but I have heard of that. They're not always attractive, are they, Angie?
No, they're certainly not. You know, they call the man boobs the moobs. And, you know, and I guess, you know, a lot of time you will see them. But, you know, there also has to be a situation where you're careful about those because men can develop breast cancer as well as women.
I actually have somebody I know that it happened to. And so, and it's not a good thing for a lot of reasons. They go through the same problems. They can die from it.
Exactly. Exactly. So nothing to take lightly. But certainly having them, I know, is probably an embarrassment for the men who do.
Yeah. And I don't know. I guess they could do a surgical procedure to change it, couldn't they?
Absolutely. And I know men that I know that have had that done. It's almost like even having a woman who has a breast reduction, a man can have that done as well.
I see.
But I think it also lends to the overall probably fitness or health of the man himself.
Okay. Yeah, well, you're right. And again, I tell you folks out there all the time, it comes back to a lifestyle. It's all a lifestyle. You got to make decisions in your life, give or take. You know, Angie, a lot of the times I get so bogged down with heavy work on the radio and computer work and stuff. And, you know, after some hours later, I got to get out. I got to get outside and breathe. And I got to walk down and feel the air. And you know what I mean? I got to get outside.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, as you relate, you're talking about the lifestyle, I think you need to consciously choose in your life. I think everything you do, whether it's eating or who you plan to be with or what you're doing for your job, you know, all those things, who you're listening to on the radio, you consciously choose those things.
That's it. Absolutely. So this is real life, folks, and you're on the brink here with Malcolm here and Angie. Number 7 on the list, your height could predict your lifespan. This one bothered me a little bit here, girl.
It did me too, because I'm a rather taller girl. I'm 5'9" and a little taller than the average American woman.
And I'm a taller man. I'm 6 feet, baby. So this one bothered Do you find some truth to this or what?
Well, basically what it's saying is that if you're shorter, you're going to live a little longer. Well, take a look at Abraham Lincoln. He was a big, tall dude, and, you know, look what happened to him. But, you know, I guess the average lifespan is longer if you're shorter.
Well, I mean, Abraham Lincoln got shot in a theater, love. I mean, he didn't die from old age.
Well, that's true. I'm just saying he was an easy target being so tall, right?
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah. There are trade-offs. Hey, listen, this is a great time to say, Angie, maybe. I really believe there are trade-offs to everything in life. And let's face it, if you're taller, you command the room more. Let's call it as it is. I mean, there are incentives for being taller than shorter, yeah?
There certainly is, and I love it because I'm a taller lady and with a pair of heels on, I can reach things, you know what I mean? I can reach up high and I look good. It makes my legs look good in a dress and stuff, just being a little taller.
Well,
so
some
I feel
people
blessed.
That are shorter, they don't get the respect back for whatever reason. It's kind of sometimes portrayed as the fact that they're not as powerful as taller people, you know?
I have understood that from my friends who are shorter. I like to call them fun size.
Fun size. Well, that's it. All right, moving to number 6 on this list. This is an interesting one to me, which I'm sure we'll talk about here. Your drunken behavior fits into one of 4 categories. Now, it says here, so if you're a drinker, the number of Americans who consume alcohol at least once a year, which is pretty long time here, is at 70% of the adult population. Okay, well, I buy that. And according to this recent study here, there are 4 separate categories, if you will. And I find this fascinating. So let me tell you what the 4 categories are, and then you chime in, Angie.
Okay.
Someone who acts the same, whether drunk or sober, is an Ernest Hemingway. And I'm going to tell you what I am, and Angie will tell you what she is, and then you think about this yourself, folks. So if you act the same way, whether you're drunk or not, you're an Ernest Hemingway, okay?
Okay.
An agreeable person who becomes even more agreeable after a tipple or a triple even sometimes is a Mary Poppins. Okay.
Oh, okay.
The introverted guy who turns into the life of the party after a few beers is known as the Nutty Professor. And the close friend who turns her into just destructive she-devil-spewing hellfire idiot in her wake falls into the category of Mr. Hyde.
Makes sense.
I've seen those people before, and they scare the hell out of me, I have to tell you. All right, so where do you fall on that list?
I'm an Ernest Hemingway.
Aha.
I'm the same whether I'm drunk or sober. I maybe get a little bit happier or giddy, but I'm definitely, there's not much change in my personality.
Now, Angie, now you've known me a lot of years. What do you think I am? Take a guess out of the four. Who am I?
I don't know that I've ever seen you drunk, Malcolm, so I think you consciously choose on the regular. You know, I just think if I had to guess, mm-hmm. I'd probably imagine that you would really be even more the life of the party. You definitely light up a room when you walk into it.
Yeah. All right. So I would say off the top here, I'm probably more like you. I'm probably an Ernest Hemingway. I am able to control mm-hmm. myself at all times. If I've had too much, but... Having said that, I'll do a caveat. I always like to be the life of the party, Angie. So,
oh, absolutely.
I'm probably between Ernest Hemingway and the Nutty Professor, yeah?
I could see across those two.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at. And I kind of... So, listen, I think we all have to be careful. I think whether you're drinking and whatever, you got to be careful when you're driving on the road. You got to be careful in doing all kinds of things today. You know, we talk about texting on the road, but, you know, DUIs and things like that are a real problem out there, Angie.
Absolutely. I think the texting is the biggest thing. The text can wait. The message can wait. Just drive safely, two hands on the wheel, take care of it when you stop.
I know. So your drunken behavior fits into one of the four categories. Those are interesting categories, I think. You can all kind of see yourself in there somewhere, I'm sure. Well, the last five on this list are very, very fascinating. These are the 10 odd things you probably didn't know about your mind and body. And it is fascinating. Again, we all say this, I know this like the back of my hand, like we really know this, but sometimes you don't know your own body. Well, you know what? I find I'm learning something this afternoon, and having Angie with me is great. We're going to take a quick pause, and right after the other side of this break, we're going to barrel through these last five and have some fun. Thanks for joining me. We'll be right back with you, friends. Oh, we're back with you here. It's Malcolm All Out, and this is Real Life on the Brink. If you're just joining us in, we have 10 odd things you probably didn't know about your mind and body, just when you thought you knew everything, friends, you know. We always have that saying, I know this like the back of my hand, and we've all said that at one time or another, and sometimes we think we do, but we may not, and sometimes it's good to just point that out. Well, listen, I've asked to join me on the show today, Angie Fox. I've known Angie for many, many years. She's an absolute delight. She has the Foxy Forum TV. You can look her up on YouTube, Foxy Forum with three X's. You'll find her there. And Angie is, you know, really, she's a lifestyle gal. She's a Renaissance lady, knows a little bit about everything. And actually, you know, it's funny because she talks about a lot of these lifestyle things and alternative things. But you know what? Beautiful, God-loving woman I know, and is actually one of the most down-to-earth people I know, and is actually not the crazy people or the lunatic people think she is. Hi, Angie.
Hi, Malcolm. Thanks for having me on your show today.
Tell me I don't know you, girl, right?
You do. You know, I think we love to push it to the envelope, right? To the edge.
We do, but we're more talk than we are really civilized people here, having fun.
Absolutely.
With all of it, so. So that's the cool thing. But 10 odd things you probably didn't know about your mind and body. Real quick, the 10, your body probably isn't the shape you think it is. Number 9, your penis is probably bigger than you think it is. That's a good thing for us guys. Number 8, yep. Your man boobs are basically just boobs. I don't have that problem, thank God. Number 7, your height could predict your lifespan. This one scares me and scares Angie. So number 6, your drunken behavior fits into one of four categories. I'm a Ernest Hemingway, partly, and maybe a little bit of Nutty Professor in there too, friends. But we're going to give you the top five right now. The number 5th one on this list, giving birth can be even harder than you think. And I can't relate to this one, Angie. Now, you can. You have a child.
I do. I absolutely do. You know, Malcolm, I think in this one, I thought about it this way. I mean, women, since the beginning of time, have been giving birth to children, so I'll make it through 2. And so I think it all related to the attitude. But, you know, I do believe as well, I know in this particular study, they gave 100 men artificial experience of similar pains to having birth. And they're like, stop, you know, after 5 minutes. So, you know, I think with modern technology, with the opportunity to be able to have medication while you're giving birth, you know, to have, you know, that I think it makes all the difference in the world.
And by the way, I'm going to put that video up on my Twitter feed at Malcolm Out Loud or hashtag Malcolm Out Loud. You'll find so many goodies on Twitter with hashtag Malcolm Out Loud. I post all this stuff up there for you, friends. But there's a video from a Chinese hospital that allowed 100 men to artificially experience similar levels of pain. And as Angie just said, most of them lasted an absolute maximum of 5 minutes before begging the nurse to make it stop.
Well, you know, I think with the epidural or something like that nowadays, if you choose to do that route, it really, really helps. I know up until that point, though, Malcolm, when I was giving birth to my son, oh, Nellie, I was looking at my husband going, and you did this to me, you know?
Yeah. Listen, let's talk about number four here. You can literally die of a broken heart. This one's sort of, wow. This was a wow for me. Have you ever lost someone or gone through a devastating breakup? And it talks about all of that. What did you take out of this one here, Angie?
You know, I really believe that you can die of a broken heart. I know of people who are soulmates or twin flames who spend a lifetime together as a couple, and when one dies, the other one dies just a very short period of time after, even if they weren't sick.
Actually, I hear about that a lot, and I report about that a lot on talk radio. As a commentator, I get on a lot of the great stations across America, and I'm often talking about these people who have lived like a whole lifetime, and then they died like within hours of each other, Angie. There are many stories of that, you know?
And I think that love can be not only romantic love, but a parent for a child, you know, or, you know, even for a pet.
Right.
So, I mean, as far as somebody actually dying from a broken heart, I mean, the heart is an organ. And so I guess that could absolutely be true. And I just think we have to cherish our hearts and those of the others that we have in our lives.
Well, we internalize. I think from a man, from my standpoint, we internalize these things. You know, there's all kinds of love in our heart. You know, when I lost my mom and I shared that story with you, you and I talked personally over that one night, Angie.
Mm-hmm.
I shared with you, I had absolutely a broken heart in a different way in losing my mom, you know? Right.
I think she was just an amazing influence on you, Malcolm, and really truly believed you
right. And
knew that you were a bit different from the rest of your siblings. And she loved that about you.
Yeah.
And so and allowed you to be Malcolm because you're one of a kind, honey. You're an original cookie.
Yeah, well, that's it. You've known that about me all the way through. But, well, we talk about being unique and being different. And that's a real big part of my platform, Angie, is trying to get people to embrace who they are as people, you know?
Absolutely.
That's what Brink of Greatness is. You know, Angie, you're going to love brinkofgreatness.com. You make sure you look more at that. But I am celebrating the human spirit on that site and really talking about all the great things that make people tick out there. And I want you to look at this. It's really launched nationally in a big way. And I really celebrate just the human race and human beings and awesome stories on there. You'll probably know some people you can tell me about who should be on the Brink wall on there, okay?
I will definitely check it out, and so should your listeners.
It's very, very cool. So I'm really very proudful and prideful about that site and what it accomplishes with people. So number three on the list of the 10 odd things you probably didn't know about your mind and body is your face can reflect your personality. And I believe this one is true, Angie, okay?
I absolutely believe that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe our body language and who we are comes through. In fact, Google has just came out. I just reported the other day. They have some really sophisticated software they've just purchased and they're developing that are able to facial recognition expression. So it can read your facial expressions, and they're going to put on phones and tablets and computers. They can know what you're thinking and who you're thinking and all kinds of spooky things. That kind of scares me as well, you know?
Well, I think poker players have been using that for years. You know, they look to see the expressions or the little subtle changes that their opponent does when they know they have a good hand or not.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. You're right. Body language. Well, we talk about body language. You know, when you're in sales, and anything we're doing in life is sort of sales driven, you have to learn how to read people and you have to know how to bounce back and forth in people. Anybody in the business environment and actually in the media world, Angie, I've got to read people all the day. Sometimes I can read them by looking at them if it's in my television environment for MalcolmOutLoud.tv, or if it's on radio, I read you through your voice language, which is still your body language, you know?
Sure.
You can tell how people are thinking, how they relate back to you and what they say. And I don't know, there's something about human beings like, and the way you and I communicate, the synergy involved here, I think is really cool. But you sort of, sometimes we can almost finish the last sentence when you know somebody, you know where they're going. You hear that expression a lot too, don't you?
Absolutely, you do. And I think it, you know, I also think, too, you're talking about people reflecting their personality. I think people, as they, if they're a couple, as they get together and they've been together over time, they start to look like each other. And also people look like their own pets or begin to look like their own pets.
I've seen those pictures, and some of those freak me out, I have to tell you. I mean, some of the people who look like their pets, you know?
Well, you know, for people who know what you look like, Malcolm, your pet would have some amazing hair. I tell you what, it would definitely stand out.
And it does. My pet does. I've got a Chinese crested who has a great hairdo.
I love it.
I love it too, man. So, number two, you can measure the darkness on your personality.
Ooh.
So this gets into, you know, all kinds of psychopathy, narcissism, all kinds of weird things. What do you think about this one?
I think what's really interesting about this one is that they're saying all of us have some sort of dark side.
Evilness, yeah.
We were talking about, you know, what type of drunk were you, the Ernest Hemingway, where you're the same whether you're sober or have had a few cocktails.
Right.
You know, I think about it this way. I'm the type of person that is very stable unless you really get my dander up. It takes a lot to get me, you know, irritated and agitated. So what are you, Malcolm? Are you like that? Do you feel like you have a dark side but you have to be pushed to that level?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. In other words, I am very even keel. I love people, Angie. You know that about me, okay? And so I love life and listen, I'm about... I don't like the injustices in the world. Like a lot of the things I want to go after in my life and on the platform and the portfolio, you've seen me before. I've gone after the Boy Scouts of America. I've gone after the Catholic Church. I don't like pedophilia. I don't like things of human trafficking. I don't like those kinds of things.
Sure.
So, yeah, there's a limit to my niceness. If you push me that far and that fast, I'm going to come back and I can be a real smartass and a real, I'll just keep it there. I mean, I can get to be a point where I will not back down. So I'm as nice as can be, but I'm also a force to be reckoned with. You understand?
Absolutely.
But I'm as kind-hearted as good will do anything for anybody, Angie. That's my opinion anyways. I'm sticking to it.
That is absolutely what people think of you, Malcolm. That's the type of reputation you have. And no, I totally agree.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know me. You've known me for years. So the number one on this list now.
I can't wait.
We've done this whole list down now, the 10 odd things you probably didn't know about your mind and body. The number one thing, you could be one of the most attractive people alive.
Wow.
I know.
I wonder where they get that.
I don't know. What do you think on this one? We've got about 40 seconds left. Tell me.
I think every pot has, you know, they always say every kettle has its own cover. You know, I mean, I really think that what you're attracted to, you'll always be somebody that will find you attractive as well.
Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, we all have to feel attractive. It's about making the best of who you are and what you are, Angie, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Embrace who you are in this world, friends. That's the best way you're going to get there. Again, Angie Fox, Foxy Forum. Look her up on YouTube. Three X's in there. She's a great gal. You can hear her right now. And it's Malcolm Out Loud here again, folks. Thanks for joining me, as always. I've had a fun Friday show with you. No matter how you're, when you're listening to this in podcast world, after we play on radio, thanks for joining me today. Remember, get involved. Get loud.